the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Christmas, of course, is a time of year where many families get together, shower each other with gifts and enjoy a festive lunch with each other. But not everybody gets to experience that romantic version of Christmas. A pub in County Kerry in Ireland, however, is looking to help those less well off this Christmas. And joining me on the phone right now is Jeff Gordon, the manager of that pub, Connie Kay's. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, how are we doing?
Good, good. Listen, tell me, what is Connie Kay's doing this Christmas?
This year we're offering people the chance, whether they be homeless, elderly or families that are in need, people are still living at home and things like that. We've seen in recent times huge amounts of publicity and things regarding homeless people and the struggles that homeless people go through on a daily basis. However, I was speaking to a lady lately who had just come out of the post office here 2 doors down from us in Rathmore, and she'd been paying some for a people, and I had a conversation with her, and she was rather upset and distraught due to the time of year and the financial struggles that they were going through. So what we're trying to do with Connie Kay's here this year is we're offering people the chance to come in on the 23rd or 24th, or indeed if need be on the 25th, they can join us here for Christmas dinner. But on the 23rd, 24th, they have the option of putting in their order prior to us, and we can facilitate them by having their Christmas dinner ready to take away so they can eat at home. Now, the idea of this is there's a lot of families who are currently struggling at the moment, but a lot of families and their kids would not be aware of the struggles that their parents are going through. And by doing this and offering the facility for people to take home their dinners and have them at home, the kids are still getting their Christmas dinner at home and things like that. And it shadows them and from realizing the struggles that their parents are going through. Obviously, none of us would like to turn around to our kids tomorrow morning and say, listen, we can't afford Christmas dinner, we can't afford the turkey, we can't afford whatever, you know. So that's where this idea has come from.
It's a fantastic idea. Is this the first time you've done it, or is this kind of a regular thing you do now?
No, it's the first time I've done it. We took over the premises here at Connie Kay's Bar in Main Street in Rathmore last October. So, you know, the 14 months last year wasn't the thing I've done. But I say, after speaking to this lady lately and realising the struggles that are in our local community and often a lot closer to home than we realise, I thought about it for a while and said, spoke to this lady, and obviously it was in the back of my mind, what am I going to do for her, you know?
Yeah.
So as I said, that was only one person I was talking to, so there's obviously more people out there that are struggling, so that's where this initiative has come from and where it started off from. So please God, we can help people have a happier Christmas than they initially thought they were going to have, you know?
Yeah, and you say you're based in Rathmore in County Kerry. Have you seen kind of an upsurge in people struggling this year? Because 2016, it's been a bit of a strange year in a lot of ways, but have you seen kind of more people struggling this year than last year?
Yes, absolutely. But now, I know they're saying that there's an upturn in the economy in Ireland and things like that. In some circumstances there is, but as I say, we're still living in times where people had taken out huge mortgages and things like that, and as I say, these years later people are still struggling with them. There's definitely been an upsurge in people, but I suppose from what I gather, the problem has been going on for a while. It's just been highlighted more and more and more so lately, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jeff, it's a fantastic idea and best of luck with it. I'm sure you'll have lots of people kind of getting in touch. If people do want to find out more or get in touch, what should they do?
To get in touch, they can contact me on here in the bar in Rathmore. You can contact us through our Facebook page, or you can contact me on my mobile. My mobile number is up on the Facebook page and is attached to the website as well, and links for the bar. So anyone that would like to get in touch, as I said, we'd be more than happy to help them. Now, I've had an astonishing reaction from the local community and local people here in the southwest, where many people have made contact with me in order to try and offer their services and trying to donate to us and things like that. We've had an overwhelming reaction.
Have you had many people phoning you up and asking about availing of the food?
At the moment, I spoke to two individuals and two families, and obviously it's a completely anonymous thing. Anyone who's to avail of this, there's various ways. Even if you don't want to come down to the bar and collect your dinner, I've no problem dropping to somebody's house. I've no problem meeting somebody, you know, just keep the confidentiality of it, you know.
Jeff, listen, thanks very much for chatting to us today, and thanks It's a great idea. Absolutely fantastic idea. You're a great man for doing it.
Thank you very much.
Nollaig Conadaoibh Galair. Merry Christmas from What's the Crack on Radio Reverb.